Okay, let's review Yumadav Chavav. The Mishnah on the top of Yumadav Chavav tells us how Pius Hashlishi, the third Pius, was Chadashim L'Kataris Bo'Vefisu. It was new people who had never done the Kataris before who now get an opportunity to do the Kataris. The reason why it has to be new people is Mipnei Shema Asheres. The Kataris is a school for Ashiras, and we want to spread the wealth as much as possible. We don't want one person to be able to hoard all of the wealth. Why is Kataris a school for Ashiras? Is it because it says Baruch Hashem Chela right after Kataris, but it says that right after the Korban Olah also? But the Gemara says, no, Olah is very Shchiach. A person can bring an Olah as Nedava. So it's got to be that the school of Rashirus is for something that is somewhat less Shchiach. The Gemara then just comments, Lo Meshkach Hatzur Mirabana Demori, El Da'asi Mishevet Levi or Mishevet Yisachar. That if you find a young rabbi who can paskin halacha, it must be that he comes from Shevet Levi or from Shevet Yisachar. The Gemara then describes how Ein Mefaisen Al Tomid Shel Ben Arbayim, we don't make a pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Whichever Kohen did it in the morning, so he would do the same thing with the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim in the afternoon. However, we do a pious for the Ketores in the afternoon. And that's how the Gemara explains when we say Mefaisin Bein Arbayim, that must be talking about the Ketores, because even though there's no pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Ketores of Bein Arbayim certainly does get a pious. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss the fourth pious that the Mishnah had mentioned, the Pius Haravi'i was Chadashim Im Yishanim, old people, new people, all together. Who's going to bring the limbs up from the ramp to the Mizbeach? So the fourth pious, according to the Mishnah, is to bring the limbs up to the Mizbeach, but Reb Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees with the Mishnah. He holds that no, the same people who brought it to the Mizbeach, who brought the limbs to the Mizbeach, would bring them up, who brought it to the ramp, would bring it up from the ramp to the Mizbeach. What was the fourth pious for? It was for the machta. It was to determine who would carry the shovel of coals for the Ketores. Now Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold there is no pious for the machta. So you might theoretically find someone that holds that there are five payasos if you disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and hold that there is a pious for the machta, and you disagree with Rabbi Zman Yaakov and hold that there is a pious for the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. The Mishnah on base starts to discuss the time, the number of people rather that are necessary in order to bring the carbon. And it's brought by between 9 and 12 people, not counting the first four people that we had mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. So this doesn't count the people who are Shochet, Zorek, Medashim, Uvzech, Apnim, Medashim, Esa Menorah. After we get through those people, then 9 or 12, anywhere between 9 and 12 additional people are needed for the Korban Tamid. We have one extra person on Sukkot because of the Nisach HaMayim, at least in the morning. Two for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim because you need the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim to be brought. And two for Shabbos. So if it's Shabbos and Sukkot, that would be a total of three additional people, because two for the fact that it's Shabbos, and one for the fact that it's Nisach HaMayim of Sukkot. The Gemara has two rayas that the Nisach HaMayim was only done in the morning. One of them was from our Mishnah, that the only way we ever come up with 12 people is by Sukkot of Falls and Shabbos. Why not just Sukkot every afternoon when you have Shnei Gezirei Eitzim? So it must be that in the afternoon there is no Nisach HaMayim. So that was one of the rayas. The other raya is the fact that we had mentioned that they stoned the guy the tzduki who poured the water on his feet instead of pouring it in the proper place in the Mizbech. They stoned him be esrogehen, with their esrogim. Why mention that they stoned him with their esrogim if not to highlight the fact that it was the zman of esrog, which is the morning time? In the evening, two kohanim brought shnei gezirei etzim. The Gemara tells us that it required shnei gezirei etzim, shnei kohanim. We learn it out from the plural in the pasuk va'orchu, in plural etzim. So we see that it was more than one kohen. Then the Mishnah at the very end of the daf discusses how many kohanim are needed to bring the ayil, which you need 11 people, and how many to bring a par, which says you need 24 people, in order to bring all the parts of the karbanos, and it lists through, it goes through, enumerates what each person's job was when it comes to the ayil, and when it comes to the par.